try to tell yourself it's one day. And that could be to make yourself not put so much pressure on yourself, or to say, you know what, if this doesn't go great, I have so many other days that I have to look forward to. Who cares? Right? So it's just a day. Welcome to the Mama Shrink Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Cynthia Hauver, licensed psychologist, certified coach, and Gen X mama of two amazing boys. My belief, you can't be an awesome mama unless you're taking care of yourself first. And that's exactly why I created Mama Shrink. You'll get my 20 plus years of experience combined with some very real life struggles. And together we'll unpack the mental health, the physical health, even spiritual health, to get you loving your mama life again. Listen, these kids of ours, they're only young once, and it goes by so fast, and you're never, ever gonna get this time back. We must learn to enjoy this wild ride of parenting. So if you're up for it, mama, let's do this. Hey, mamas, before we jump into today's episode, I just want to remind you that although I am a licensed psychologist, I'm not serving here as your psychologist. This podcast is not a substitute for direct mental health care. If you're struggling with a mental health issue of any kind, please reach out to a licensed professional. You can also contact the National Suicide Crisis Line by calling or texting 988. There's no shame in having a mental health issue, and it should always be taken seriously. Welcome back, mamas, to another episode of Mama Shrink. Thank you again for taking your time, because I know how much your time is valuable to listen to my show, and I hope that this episode will serve you. So today I want to talk about dealing with the holidays when you're feeling depressed and down and overwhelmed and anxious and all of that stuff. Keep in mind that about 90% of people are feeling the exact same way. I know that it feels like we should all be in a Hallmark movie and have the Norman Rockwell picture of holiday, but that really isn't reality. I mean, I know that both personally and professionally, 90% of us are not feeling that way. So if you're not, this is the episode for you. So I want you to think about, go back to like why you're doing this, right? So most of my audience is mamas. Most of us are doing this for our kids. We're doing this to make it magical for them. Now, I like Christmas lights. I've always been a lover of Christmas. Even when before I had kids, I was probably more crazy before I had kids because I had more time. But I just always loved it. And I think because I live in the cold Northeast PA region, where when you pull out the Christmas lights this time of year, it feels like, ooh, magical. But, you know, it is stressful. It's hard. And we're doing this for our kids and hopefully yourselves, because, you know, really half the time I'm outside in the freezing cold hanging up lights because I like it and my kids think I'm a crazy person. So maybe I'm doing it for me. And if I am, that's even more of a bonus. But if you feel like, oh my God, I don't know how I can do this, and I have to do this for my kids, what I want to say is you're going to do it anyway. So let's find a way to make it a little easier. Let's make it a little easier and take some deep breaths and say, okay, I'm doing this. So let's make it fun. Right? Like, let's just make it fun. I also want you, mamas, to take care of yourselves during this time of year. I don't care if it's 5 minutes when you wake up in the morning, if it's letting yourself sleep for 5 minutes longer, if it's taking a bubble bath, if it's buying yourself something that makes you feel good, whatever it is, do something for you. And I really mean that. So if you do something, email me at Dr. Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, at mamashrink.com. So for a lot of us, sometimes holidays can cause depression and stress, and it really is a hard time. I want you to try and think about, you know, your kids and why you're doing this, but sometimes it's hard, right? Like sometimes it brings back bad memories. Sometimes it's overwhelm. Sometimes it's financial. I mean, it's a lot. It's time, it's money, and it's mental. And I want you to try to take care of you during this whole season. So I just want to talk today about holiday depression and stress. So for, you know, we can try and make the holidays awesome and fun. But if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling isolated, you know, or you're feeling stress, fatigue, unrealistic expectations, you know, feeling the commercialism of the holiday. Like, I don't know how we can't when we have kids, right? Like, even if they're not seeing it on a television show or the internet, they're talking to their friends about, ooh, what am I going to get for Christmas? Like, it sucks, right? Like, we want to make it more than that. Or, like I said, financial stress, or really the inability to want to hang out with your family or friends, you know, and check out my other episode on how do you deal with your family during holidays. But we have to find a way to deal with balancing shopping and parties and family and house guests and people coming in from out of town or wanting to stay over or whatever it may be to decrease your feeling of overwhelm. And if you don't really look at this, you know, you may find yourself having a headache, getting physically sick in other ways, excessive drinking, overeating, not being able to sleep. So it's going to find its way out. And I want to try and help you have that not happen. So New Year's Day, you know, so even though I'm doing this before Christmas, but New Year's Day can often be another big time where people feel awful about starting the new year and feeling like, another year. And I don't want that for you mamas. Like, I want you to embrace 2020. It's a new decade. And if you're not feeling that way, then please like head on over to mamashrink.com because I am going to be trying to motivate all of you to embrace this new year and do it in a way that makes you feel like powerful and that it's not overwhelming, right? Like little pieces, little steps to just make the new year special. So when we think about holiday stress and depression, you know, I listed how you can feel, but you can also find yourself like having a hard time focusing. I've been having that happen lately. Keeping your thoughts in order, feeling like you're just going to cry, feeling more agitated, feeling like your fuse is more short. It's all normal. It's all normal. But let's think, what can we do to make this feel a little bit better? So how can we get through the holiday and make it feel a little bit better? So make a list of realistic expectations. So when I say expectations, you can go back to my podcast on that episode, but what's realistic, right? Like, And when I talk about realistic expectations, I mean everything from what can you expect from family, your kids, friends, and what's realistic with your financial state. Don't overextend yourself. I mean, this is a time where people get crazy and spend because we want to make it so perfect. But here's the thing, it comes and goes, and you're going to be dealing with all of that stress and overwhelm from the holidays for a long time if you're overspending. So don't do it. You know, go to your family and say, look, like this has been a hard year. Can we pick from a hat and see who's going to buy who a gift? Or let's buy just small gifts for the kids. Let's not get crazy. Very important. You know, like people don't want to do this, but it really can, it can save you because why do that? Then I want you to really set a goal for yourself. Like, so what do I want to get out of this holiday? What do I want? Do I want, you know, to just go through it with peace? Do I want to be okay with chaos, but have my kids feel happy? I mean, everyone has their own goal. I want you to make your goal what feels right for you. I want you to not take on more than you're able to do. And I know as moms, we are so capable of doing this. Like right now, I'm trying to plan a birthday party and Christmas and a launch for my workshop and run my private practice and blah, blah, blah. I can go on and on. But I'm taking a step back and saying, okay, if something fails, I am going to be okay with it. I'm going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Make a list and prioritize. So I'm a big, big, big believer in lists. So make a list. Who are you going to buy for? Who are you not going to buy for? What parties are you going to attend? What are you not going to attend? What are you going to serve for meals? Make a list. Make it all on paper. I love paper, but if you want to do it in your phone, you can. And really write down what am I doing and what am I not doing. Really have it all set out in your calendar. So it may be I have to do this on this date. I have to buy this. I have to get presents wrapped for that. But put it all down. Like, I can't stress the importance of getting it out of your head and on to something else. I mean, I, again, prefer paper, but it really helps. It seems so simple, but people don't do it, and it really helps. So get it out of your head. And think about the holidays as, you know, I know it seems simple, but it really is just a day. I mean, we have so many days in the year that, you know, Christmas is one day, Hanukkah is one day, New Year's is one day. Like, it really is just a day. It's all of the commercialism and stuff we put beside it that make it what we think it should be. But try to tell yourself it's one day. And that could be to make yourself not put so much pressure on yourself, or to say, you know what, if this doesn't go great, I have so many other days that I have to look forward to. Who cares? Right? So it's just a day. Enjoy the day. Even if you go in there thinking, oh my God, I'm depleted. I can't believe I just got through this. Just enjoy it. Try and enjoy it. Try and enjoy your kids and see how happy they are about it. I think, again, plan as much as you can ahead of time. You know, and a lot of people are like, oh, I'll just, you know, wrap all my packages the day before Christmas. And then Christmas Eve is like horrible. And then they're watching things that Christmas Eve should be this. So if you know that's you, plan ahead, schedule, change that. don't compare yourself to other people on social media or to past holidays that you've had. So don't compare yourself. So don't compare, oh God, 10 years ago, this was way better, or so-and-so's doing this. I mean, actually, I think on the holiday, you shouldn't even be on social media. You know, I may make a post on my social media sites that say, if you're looking at this, get off now. I may do that, because don't do that. It's not realistic. There's a lot of things, if you're struggling for money, that you can do for free. So, you know, get your kids in the car and go out and look at holiday lights, you know, make it an event. You can go window shopping and look at all the things. You can look through a catalog. You know, if you live somewhere where it's snowing, I don't know if it will snow, but, you know, you can engage in that and really try to just get, I always say, try to enjoy the whole season. Like when you're putting up the lights or when you're decorating the tree, when you're doing all of that, enjoy it, because the day is so quick, you're not going to enjoy the day. You know, and maybe you need to say that. I'm not going to enjoy the day, so I'm going to enjoy the season, like the whole stuff around it. You can try and celebrate the holidays in a new way. You know, if you have changes in your family, people have passed, people have moved away, there's family tension with people. I mean, the last thing I want you to do is to agree to participate in a family event that makes you unhappy. So maybe you want to figure out a new tradition, new holiday stuff that's just with your immediate family or you and your kids, to make it something new and not keep putting you through stuff that makes you upset. Maybe you reach out to someone that you really do love that doesn't live near you and contact them and have a conversation. Like sometimes that stuff can really fuel our soul. So that might be something. Make some time for yourself. So even if that is, okay, I'm going to have someone watch my kids while I make myself get ready for this event, or I'm going to let my kids, you know, and I'm not a believer of just sticking kids in front of devices, but saying like, hey, play with your toys, or if you're able to, even if your kids are really young, like bring them in the bathroom and take a bath or take a shower and do something nice for you. Even if the house is filled with wrapping paper and crap, you know, I mentioned that because that stuff has always drive me crazy, but I'm trying to realize like, okay, well, whatever. Let it go, you know, do something that you want to do. Try to make sure you spend the holidays with people that you actually enjoy. And I know this is hard because we all have people in our family that we feel like we have to spend time with. But if you're going to spend time with them, then set some boundaries and try not to engage with them as much as you can, and keep some distance, or just don't go, because I don't want that for you. And really trying to do something that makes you laugh. You know, maybe it's waking up in the morning and watching, you know, a funny holiday movie with your kids and cuddling. Like, try to make some room somewhere during the crazy of the day to make it fun. You know, make it like, okay, this is my little piece of magic. This is my little memory with my kids. This is what I'm going to do. And that really can make a difference. So on Christmas, you know, obviously my kids are young, so they're, you know, running downstairs and looking at, you know, stuff from Santa and all of that. But we really tried to have a space somewhere between that and what we're going to do next to just kind of cuddle and look at what we have and, you know, feel appreciative or laugh or watch a movie and just be in that moment. Because, you know, if you're anything like me, I've spent holidays running around picking up wrapping paper and putting it in boxes and blah, blah, blah. And I really start to realize, like, no, I gotta enjoy this moment because I might not get it back. And if you feel like you don't have anyone to spend the holidays with, you know, you can volunteer. You can go somewhere where, you know, there's other people. Nursing homes are a great place because people are there and they're feeling lonely and they would love to have company. Call a friend and let them know. You know, a lot of times we think that people must know that we're spending the holidays alone, but people don't really know that. And if someone told me, we don't have anywhere to spend the holidays, I would be like, come over. But a lot of times we don't invite people over at the holidays because we just assume they're going to be with their family. So maybe it's saying like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't really have any family. Like, I know that's vulnerable, but put yourself out there. You don't know what you may get. Because if someone told me that, I would be like all over having them come to my house and having them come over for the holiday. So really think about that. Like, people often don't know what your internal struggle is. So share it. And, you know, that would really also make the other person probably feel good that they had that to offer to you. So I hope this serves you, and I hope that you'll de-escalate during the holiday season, take some deep breaths, know it's only one day, know that you're going to get through it. It's not make or break time. You know, you talk to your kids and tell your kids really what you can afford and you can't afford. And if they're saying, you know, well, Santa will bring this, then say, you know what, Santa has limits on how much he can bring. And, you know, he can only spend this much. So really make that what you say to them. So you can get through it and not overspend and feel guilty and trying to figure out how you're going to make up for it after the holiday, which I see so many people do, and it's really not worth it. So I hope this serves you, and I hope that you can get through the holiday season. And if I can be of any help, head on over to my Facebook page or send me an email and let me know what you're up to this holiday. Send me pictures of your cuteness kids celebrating the holiday season. And thank you for tuning in. Bye, mamas. Thank you so much for listening, mamas. I really value your time. And if you like this episode, please share it with a friend and leave a review because they always help. If you want to learn more about me, just head on over to my website at drcynthiah.com. And you can find me on the socials at dr.cynthiahhoffer. Until next week, please keep on taking care of you because life really is too short not to be happy.